All right, talking now with Tewksbury High School football coach Brian Elward. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. It's been a couple of years, and things are smoothing out now and getting back to normal, I hope.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. It's good to hear from you. It's good to be back.
Coach, so much to talk about here, and I know that, you know, as I told the athletic director at Tewksbury High School, you know, everything that the Northeast Conference tries to do back in the old system to get through the North playoff system had to go through Tewksbury always. And for the size of the school that you have to be extremely proud of how not only your football teams have done, but also all of your student athletes in competing in so many different areas.
Yeah, you know, it's always been you know, a source of pride, and you know, we let the kids know about it. You know, I mean, we've been in, you know, just playing the schools within our conference. A lot of them are bigger schools, and you know, even now within the division that we're placed in, you know, a lot of times we're you know, pegged against schools that have bigger school population, but that's never been like anything but a positive for us. You know, you're going to pretty much, and most coaches will tell you, you're going to get those kids that are drawn to the sport and get enough of those kids to be competitive anywhere you're at. So
yeah, but,
the numbers makes a difference when you get banged up and those kinds of things, and that's when you really worry. You know,
well, I was going to say, you're starting 11 on each side is as good as anybody's, and that's a hell of a tough conference in the MVC.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we have holes like everybody, and you know, you just try to, you know, develop those areas that you're missing and get those guys up to speed best you can, and you know, try to, you know, focus on what he needs to do to take away what the other team does best and try to, you know, like attack areas that you think you might be able to get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, going on offense. So, yeah, it's no different at every level.
It's hard getting information from up there. Did you guys open up already? Did you already have a game?
No, this is the first week that you can
okay.
legally play.
Excellent.
You know, I mean, it's scrimmages and stuff like that. So we've had a couple scrimmages.
All right, let's
learn some stuff.
What have you? All right, so tell me about your team. Tell me about what you're looking at in terms of guys coming back, in terms of leaders and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, so we get you know, like you know, a good core group of kids that had some opportunities last year to play for us, and they've worked real hard. We get that new facility, and that's been a big part of obviously our off season stuff. So I thought, you know, I don't think we're quite where we, you know, were in the past in terms of the off season program. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of get that that culture back in the way that you had it prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like a little bit of that aftermath, but that's not anything different than anybody else is going through. So the difference is we're building it back with the brand new facility, and that's been tremendous. So,
you know, Coach, I don't think most parents understand that high school football coaches, it's not just during football season. And how did that work with the new facility transitioning from COVID and so on? Do you have somebody get the kids into a program in the off season, to a weight program and stuff like that? Is there somebody in the building who can help them get that started?
Yeah, talk to them. I think in most programs, like if you want it to happen, you got to dedicate the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it done the right way, you know, fortunate to have a couple guys that can help on some things. But like for us, a lot of our coaches are coaching other sports in the
right.
up seasons, and
mm-hmm.
I have a couple of freshman coaches that are law enforcement guys, and they've been able to come down and help in the off season. But you know, for the most part, it's you know, doing a program that we had developed over the years, and just you know, getting the guys to you know, to adhere to it and be committed to it, and just dedicate themselves to bring the best
body they can to the table come August.
Brian, tell me about that. Tell me about that culture, because you know, it goes back to your dad. It goes back just so far, and it's a small school. You take pride in playing in the sports, but tell me about what it means to work in the off season and maybe play other sports, because you know, you look to football, and it's a different season than everything else. But you have to have that off-season stuff as well as kids playing other sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big challenge for a smaller school, is that you need those guys to fill rosters on all of your teams, you know. So in today's day and age, you know, the AAU culture is so crazy. Parents are willing to pay all kinds of money and do extra stuff in other sports. And you know, there is no AAU football, you know, I mean,
right.
And that's what makes football unique, is that, you know, your AAU is in the gym. You know, I mean, that's how you're going to get better, bigger, stronger, and faster, and, you know, and also protect yourself from, you know, minor injuries that you would have if you didn't, you know, get after it the right way in the weight room.
Hey, changing the subject for a second, do you get a chance to go down to Endicott and watch your son?
Yeah, you know, that's been another thing with this new stadium. We get the lights and we play on Friday nights. And I still like to try to have some, you know, we'll have one Saturday game that we'll play. This year it'll be like on October 15th against Chelmsford, which will be a big game. And so we try to keep a little bit of that tradition, because that's been a good family tradition. A lot of kids, those Saturday games, I miss them. But on the flip side of that, obviously, it's allowed me to go ahead and watch, you know, Shane play up at Endicott. Those games are fun to watch. And then, you know, I keep my tabs on, you know, Notre Dame.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
My oldest son's working out there, and
do you get to go out there? Did you get to go out to a game? Is that possible with your coaching?
Well, no. I've been able to go out to the spring game, and some, you know, it's less crowded. I kind of get to just watch the football and spend some time, you know, with my son, and that's been enough for me. My wife will go out to a game, whatever the Endicott bye week is. She'll go out to the Notre Dame game, and that's pretty cool. And then my youngest guy plays for me now, so.
That's so tremendous. Oh, my God.
We watch football every weekend, you know.
That's incredible. Well, it kills me, Coach, to talk to you guys, because, you know, the Northeastern Conference, I taught at Gloucester High School for many years, and every single sport, not just football, but in the old setup, the Division II North and all of that, man, everything went through Tewksbury, and you guys were just so, and continue to be so good. It's just, it's great. And the other, so let me ask about the new facility. I was talking to your athletic director, Ron Druin, about those crazy crooked lines at the old stadium. How's the new facility working out for your team and for your coaching staff?
Yeah, the lines are really straight. They, you know, they're on the money. So, you know, that piece is there. There's no sprinkler heads popping out of the ground and the mud. Although, you know, that seems to have helped us in a lot of games. So we don't, you know, we got to actually, you know, make it happen.
No, I wasn't suggesting that, Coach. The games I did, you guys out-toughed everybody.
We know that was a great equalizer for us against, you know, the great Lowell teams of the past, Central Catholics, and some of those guys that, you know, it boiled down to just execute and get off the ball and just
exactly
tough in the mud. But that now, you know, it's been great. The facility is awesome. You know, our kids are very appreciative. Our coaches are very appreciative, and you know, the best way to show our appreciation is to utilize it and work hard and go out there and try to, you know, execute and play hard.
Before I ask you about the Danvers game coming up and your team, do you have a memory about Central Catholic? Because, I mean, I look at those teams in you know, North Andover, and it's crazy schedule for what you have.
Yeah, well, we split our league, you know, so we don't play you know, we'll do crossovers, but they're agreed upon crossovers between the NBC small and the NBC large. So, you know, we'll match up. I think in our schedule this year, we get, you know, we have Lowell and we'll play Andover. You know, those are two schools from the large that we'll play. But then, you know, we're locked in the league in the small side with North Andover, Chelmsford, Billerica, and Dracut. So, and then we pick up another couple of non-league games. So Danvers is one of them. The other one is this year Belmont. So,
Coach, the rivalry with Danvers is something we down here in the Northeastern Conference love to see. We've been up there so many times up to Tewksbury, and you guys have been. It's just a great game. So please tell me about your kids this year. What you have in terms of leadership.
Well, I mean, the only kind of connection that these kids have is last year. So the rivalry hasn't been good for them. It didn't go well for us last year. But, like, you know, for the coaches, it obviously means a lot because we've had some battles with them over the years. And Coach Nolan does a great job over there, and the kids are always physical and they're tough and they're always got some athletes. And so, you know, we got to work out for us. We know that every time we're going to go and play them. So they're sound on defense, and they execute on offense, whatever it is that they choose to do. You know, they'll do some multiple things. So, yeah, I mean, we're just focused on, at this point, being the first game of the season. It's really like, if anybody's so focused on the team that they're playing on, you know, you got to figure out what it is that you can do and what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, that's where our focus is. Certainly, we know who our opponent is, and we know how, you know, that didn't go so well for us last year. So, our senior leaders are good that way. You know, I mean, I think, you know, they knew that they had this game out of the gate, and you know, it was easy to get, you know, fired up for.
All right, Coach. Give me a couple of names that listeners down here in the NEC should be watching out for from your team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get a guy that's kind of like a, you know, he's kind of a jack of all trades. He does a lot of different things for us, and his smart kid, smart player is Michael Sullivan. He's one of our captains, so he'll play on both offense and defense, and he'll be in a couple of different skill positions on offense. There'll be a couple of different positions in defensive backfield. Blake Ryder's another captain who's going to play tight end and defensive end for us. And Sean Hurdle is our third captain. He's a fullback and middle linebacker. And, you know, we get some other guys that are, you know, good senior leaders for us that are playing on the offensive line that have been kind of on the bubble with us, like in terms of, you know, reps in varsity games the last couple of years, but they've stuck it out and they've worked hard and they've gotten better. They've much improved, and now is their time, you know. So, you know, they're intense guys and they're ready to make it happen. So I think we get a lot of kids like that. So, you know, there's not a ton of experience, but on a varsity level.
Mm-hmm.
But like I always say that, you know, if a kid has played freshman and played JV for a year or even 2 years, and they've been in our program and they've done all the work that we've asked of them, that you know, that's experience. What is that?
They're going to contribute, yeah. Coach, final question. What have you learned about your team in terms of preseason scrimmages and that kind of thing? What have they shown you?
Well, I mean, I know, you know, just based on some of the guys that kind of hurt us a year ago, you know, we got the, you know, tight end slash, like, fullback. Brady Seven's a really good player. And I apologize if I don't get into names. I'm not good that way.
Yep, that's okay.
I think, you know, I, you know, other than, you know, I had the great experience to coach in the Shriners game, and then and then it was all about, okay, those guys are actually being on my team. I'm going to learn their names and get to know them kind of thing.
But yep.
Like from a coach's standpoint, I think, you know, I'll know their numbers, and I'll know how badly they can hurt us. And you know, they have some guys that did that a year ago. You know, I think their running back is, if he's a running back, he wears number five for Danvers. Okay. Probably pretty good, right? I'm sure they don't give that number out to anybody. They've had some real good ones in the past, and he's a good player. He hurt us a year ago. He's a year stronger, a year faster, year more experienced. Quarterback is you know, really good. He can do a lot of different things. He can run the ball, even though I don't think that's what they're trying to do with him. But if you give him a lane on a pass rush, he can beat you. He can throw the deep ball. He's nifty with play action stuff. And so, and they, you know, they lost a couple of real good big guys up front, but it looks like they were able to find some more dudes that look pretty good in the scrimmage, the film that we have. So, you know, we got to work out for us, and we know that. But these kids, you know, that's why they're here. You know, they're here to meet challenges, and this is the first big one that we have. And you know, if we have, you know, you can't really look forward to, you know, what's down the line in the season until you get the ones that are at the front end. So we'll worry about those when we get to them, and it'll be all that much more, you know, impressive if they can get it done early on here in this game.
I did like, I lied, Coach. One final question. How pleased are you with the way things have gone preseason in terms of your teaching these kids, you know, the younger kids, and how your older kids have helped out?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, this was going to be interesting to see how the chemistry would develop. You know, I think our senior leaders are kind of, it's not in their nature to be real vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do it in different ways, and you know, they get contributions from, you know, I tell all the kids, you don't have to wait till you're senior to, you know, be vocal, and you see things that aren't going the right way and the energy's not there, bring the energy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You can do that as a freshman in our program, you know, and I think that's kind of what's developing here, and it's kind of exciting to watch. And, you know, they bring the energy, and, you know, they don't show up. We don't need practice survivalists. We need guys that want to attack the practice.
I got you. Yep. You know?
So we talk about that a lot. So these guys they're like, hey, you know, you want to leave here better than you were when you got here every day. So if everybody's that same mindset, then, you know, you can do some good things. You can, you know, you want to have a belief bigger than your ability, you know, and that's, we always try to get, let's try to maximize what we can get out of all these guys. So
it's a great thing you do. And Coach, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your taking the time tonight, and we are so looking forward to seeing the rematch between Tewksbury and Danvers. You guys have set the standard and the bar so high, and even though you're not in the NEC, we're so happy to see what you guys do. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brian.
All right. Thank you, Rick. You guys are first class. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Good luck. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Tewksbury High School football coach. Wrong button. Tewksbury High School football coach, Brian Elward. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.